With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. A judge has ordered three bison activists arrested in Yellowstone National Park to be detained until at least Monday. Thomas Brown of Vermont, Cody J. Sison of Minnesota, and Hannah Ponder of Idaho appeared Wednesday before U.S. Magistrate Judge Mark Carman at the Yellowstone Justice Center. All three have been cited for entering a closed area, which is a misdemeanor. Brown and Sison were also cited for interfering with agency functions. The U.S. Senate has begun reviewing a bipartisan measure from Democratic Montana Senator John Tester that the sponsors claim would encourage economic growth in rural America. It's called the Economic Growth Regulatory Relief and Consumer Protection Act. Among other things, it aims to roll back and eliminate some regulations approved under the banking reform measure known as Dodd-Frank, passed during President Obama's administration in 2010. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Tester said overregulation and buyouts from larger banks is harming community banks that are common in Montana and other rural states.
These banks are designed and built to serve their community. But since the passage of Dodd-Frank, the number of banks in this country has declined by 14%. And in our state of Montana, with some quick math, it's closer to 30%.
Opponents say reforming Dodd-Frank would go too far, and it could remove protections for the country's largest banks. They claim it would also weaken regulations and allow Wall Street firms to manipulate policies. But Tester says his measure would add consumer protections. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is backing a bipartisan Senate proposal to send national parks more money. That money would come from energy development on public lands. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Park Service is sitting on an $11 billion repair backlog. Crumbling roads account for about half of those deferred expenses. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander is lead sponsor of a new bill to increase park infrastructure funding using revenue from energy production on federal lands and offshore drilling.
This is the best idea to improve the national parks that I've heard of.
The bill, dubbed the National Parks Restoration Act, would take half the money the federal government gets from on- and offshore energy production above 2018 forecasts and not dedicated for another use. Bill sponsors don't have an estimate for how much revenue their proposal could bring in. The proposal has the support, though, of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
It is not just oil and gas. It's a fair proposition to say if you're going to raise wealth on public lands, primarily offshore and BLM, you should also invest in the future of public lands, particularly our parks.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines is one of the bill's co-sponsors.
Congress is rightfully accused of kicking the can down the road all the time. We have a chance this moment to step forward and address this issue for future generations.
Emily Douse of the National Parks Conservation Association says that group is taking a wait-and-see approach to the proposed Parks Restoration Act.
We are worried about where the funding's coming from and its potential connection to additional oil and gas revenue sources that might be sensitive to our national parks or other federal lands.
Montana Senior Senator Democrat John Tester says he wants to evaluate all the funding bills before committing to any single proposal. Tester, however, says under no circumstances will he endorse a Park Service proposal to nearly double entrance fees at 17 of its most popular parks. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Jacqueline Sussman. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department says 10 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Carbon County. The Billings Gazette reports that the positive cases were a small enough number that more herd management isn't needed. Two Montana residents charged with killing two people whose dismembered bodies were found in tubs of chemicals may be taking steps to get married. An application for a search warrant reviewed by the Missoulian showed Augustus Standing Rock sent a letter to his mother thanking her for sending him the marriage paperwork and asking if she also sent paperwork to his co-defendant, Tiffany Pierce. A judge's order bans them from having any contact with each other. 5 of 8 small bronze gargoyles, meant as protectors of a new parking garage in Butte, have been stolen. Butte Silver Bow officials are asking to help to identify those responsible. City officials say the gargoyles were attached to the benches outside the new garage as, quote, protectors of the building and all the occupants, end quote, and to discourage people from sleeping or skateboarding on the benches. One gargoyle was recently removed because it was not properly attached. Parking officials plan to remove the remaining two so they are not stolen. They cost about $160 each. City Parking Enforcement Supervisor Butch Harrington said today the gargoyles were probably taken over the weekend. County officials say the 4-inch-tall gargoyles were meant to resemble a Gaelic gargoyle, reflecting Bute's Irish history. The garage opened last month. A nurse in the Flathead Valley will ask a Montana District Court tomorrow to suspend a state law that limits who can and cannot perform abortions. She's being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Only physicians and physician's assistants can legally perform abortions in Montana. It's a felony for others to perform the procedure. Alex Reid, the legal director for the ACLU of Montana, will argue that that restriction should be lifted for advanced practice registered nurses. Reid says the current law is unconstitutional.
Our client Helen Weems is working in a practice up in the Flathead, and she should be able to safely perform these procedures to those folks who otherwise would need to travel to Spokane or Missoula.
The ACLU plans on hinging much of its case on a Montana Supreme Court ruling from the late 1990s that struck down a previous state law that allowed only physicians to perform abortions. Reid says the ruling stated that Montanans should be able to access abortions from a qualified health care provider of their choice. Attorneys for the state of Montana are expected to question the ACLU's constitutionality claims. The state is casting doubt on the merits of the ACLU's case and arguing that not enough evidence has been presented to show that Helen Weems or her potential clients are being harmed by the current law, so there's no need to put a stop to the law. The ACLU plans to ask the Lewis and Clark County District Court to put the current law on hold so that all advanced practice registered nurses can perform abortions while the case is being argued. Greg Trude, the state director of Right to Life Montana, says his organization plans to file a motion to intervene in the lawsuit and take part in its proceedings. He says he's concerned that changing who can perform abortions could make them less safe.
They claim to be concerned about the health of the women, but they just want to expand abortion.
In 2013, research published in the International Journal of Women's Health concluded that compared with physicians, there were no statistical differences in complications for early trimester abortions performed by mid-level providers such as nurse practitioners. The study added that more research was required to establish more precise effects. Oral arguments will begin at 1:30 Thursday afternoon at the Lewis and Clark County District Courthouse. I'm Corin Cates Carney.